KC5KKK call.
In here, but I'm going to make the assumption they pulled a plug. Anyway, if he comes back, come on in here, Chris. I'll let you guys have at it. Otherwise, I am here.
Roger. I don't know. Anyway, good evening, sir. And I am, you know, talking about vehicles. And first vehicles, if I'd been able to drive, which, of course, I wasn't, I don't know exactly what I would have ended up with, and that would have been just fine, other than the fact it was more or less just a rolling chassis. A 1946 Willis CJ2A.
Well, I get it. You get something gave to you that costs more, takes more to get roadworthy than what it's worth at the time. Give it 40 years, 50 years, Jeff. And, yeah, it's been something cool to hang on to. I had a buddy, had a old Willis, and you know, he sold that sucker for $2,500. I was talking to him the other day. He said, you know, on the one hand, I totally regret ever selling that Jeep. But it had a full canvas top. It was a beautiful, rust-free example. Little four-banger inline. And running, driving, shebango. He got it from somebody that had it for the last 25 years, sitting in a friggin' barn and type thing. And anyway. But he also told me to this day, he does not regret. He sold it and used it and sold a truck that he had. And got it side by side, and he said, "Man, sell your Jeep, go buy one of these." And I said, "I don't know, man. I got a CJ7." And I said, "Man, I just have a hard time letting go of that Jeep. It don't cost me nothing. It's free. I mean, I've already got it. Didn't pay much for it. I put two or three times in it what I already paid for just to make it running, driving around the farm. Not a roadworthy vehicle by any means. It'd take a bunch more thousands to do that. But I just told him, said, I don't know, man. I still like it."
All right, well, this one I'm talking about, like I say, basically, there wasn't nothing there. I ended up filling the guy and building it for him, putting a 468 cubic inch Chevrolet in it. And, but They had no firewall, no nothing, really. No nothing.
Beautiful. The original example that had been, unfortunately, stuff off between a bunch of oak trees and set there for 20 years to go rot. And the holes in the floorboards, whole 9 yards, they're still there. I never put new floorboards in it. I took all the carpet out. First thing I did when I got it, a buddy of mine said, strip all this stuff out and make it metal. And anyway, had to put an entire new fuel system. I'm talking front to back tanks, lines, everything. And that early Jeep's not a big deal. Three lines. This thing had a bunch of vacuum stuff and things. Anyway, long story short, we redid everything. And I made it a honky-dory because I was like, hey, I'll put the money in this, say, buying a four-wheeler. And of course, years later, you go buy the buy, and since then, I had to put a radiator in it. And heater core went out. I just bypassed it. I got a new one sitting there. I just don't want to have to pull the whole dash and stuff out. But anyway, it is what it is, and I'll use it and keep it. And he's like, oh, sell all this stuff because, you know, it may be worth some coin, but the bottom line is I don't care. I mean, I've got it, and I like driving that little thing. And I tell you what, my daughter, for some odd reason, from the time before she was 2 years old, she loved that thing. I think it was because it was the first time she ever looked at the windshield or something going down any road, any trail, anything. She got to look at the front windshield, and ever since then, she's been enamored with it. So I'll keep it, and maybe in another 10-12 years or so, we'll just strip it down to nothing, rebuild it to beautiful, and maybe that'll be your first car.
Hi, Roger. Yep. No. That's landing on a bit. Toyota running gear under it. Making me a Jeep, but, that didn't happen, of course.
My buddy, this is his little Willis. He sold it for probably half what it was worth because it was one of those things that turned into cash today versus weight. And I talked to him about it and thought about it myself, and it's just... for what it was. I like I said, the CJ7, truthfully, I'm not going to poo-poo the Willis. It is very capable for what it is, but, you know, the one I have, it'll at least run 50, 55, you know. I mean, it ain't a screamer, but that other one would be top end maybe 35, 40, you know, factory stock, you know, type thing.
Roger. Anyway, yep. I would. And I reckon why this one was being built. It's funny, at the same time, Dad was building the CJ7 for another guy with a 400. Then he put a 400. That they put a 400 in, I think.
Now, it's all good for you guys that want to do that, but I mean, I'm going to go spend a, buy a, build a, whatever I'm trying to say there. You want a sand buggy, build one. You want a rock climber, build one. Those little things were built for what they were. In some ways, I a little bit wish it was a CJ5, Daisy Duke type stuff. That would have been something cool to build back. But no, it's just a little 3.0 inline six, and it's a rare. It's an automatic, so it's a little bit rare. And anyway, but no, it does what it does. It's got full lockers here. Thing if you're willing to get out and get in the mud, do them. We've only had to do it once, ever. And I was not driving at the time. I let two friends go drive the thing, and they decided to go bury it up somewhere trying to be fun. And all of a sudden, they realized they got to go get out in the mud and stuff and brought it back all muddy. And I said, what the heck did you guys do to my little Jeep? And anyway, we powder washer and got it out there and cleaned it all up. And I made them wash it. You know what I'm saying?
Roger. No, I mean, we built. No, we built Jeeps and built them bulletproof, as bulletproof as possibly we could. Tires on the back and go find sand dunes.
Yeah, for Easterone, I tell you what, mine is what it was. And at some point back in this day, whoever had this thing before the people I got it from, they don't add stuff. They don't accessorize. But whoever they bought it from, he knew what he had back then, you know, 30 years ago. Man, it's got extra skid plates and stuff. I found stuff on it labeled from companies in California that don't even exist anymore. And, you know, his brush guard's got a Ramsey winch on it. It's got all, I mean, like I said, in this day, whatever this thing was, they put money in it, but, when I got it, I mean, the bottom line is you can't get something to crank and run. It's just, it's haul it off price, and, you know, that's basically what I gave for it. And like I said, I spent more on the fuel system than what I paid for the vehicle, but, and I mean, I'm talking even a gas tank. I mean, it was everything. It was done. And, I got it back up to moseying around the yard, and, if it ever had to be made roadworthy, you gotta put a set of tires on it, and it's got some, you know, 35, whatever those things are, 33 by 10.5 or something. Those things are super expensive tires. They ain't worn out. They're just old and dry rotted.
Yeah, Roger. If it has a winch on it, I imagine somebody, in his time that truck's been rolled hard and put up wet, as they say. And no telling what people have done with that truck. They might be so, you ever saw it, or you might wonder how it, have you ever had to rear end the part off in it?
Not a part, say changing fluids and new fluids and all that. The body's one dent. It's got one dent in a fender. Rest of it is absolutely straight. Of course, all the paint's falling off. It's just an old rusty looking old thing. Nobody even care about it unless you like Jeeps. But anyway, no, I think somebody built it for a GoFund buggy. These guys bought it, and it has a pinto hitch on it. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure, no.
Seen the old big giant army trailers? Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. It's an M something, 855 or something like that, 852. Anyway, I don't know the numbers. I don't remember them. My buddy bought a trailer, but then he cut the dang tongue off and changed it over to a stinking ball hitch. And this thing was set up for one of those trailers with a hitch behind it.
Okay. I've seen hitches like that, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Back probably 30 years ago, this guy bought it from somebody that, you know, whatever. Anyway, long story short, they set it up for this army trailer. It's got a pinto hitch, so you can go up and down mountains and stuff. And they went up into the God knows God into the earth type country where you haul stuff in that you're going to go live for a month. And anyway, they went out Bigfoot hunting, if you know what Bigfoot is, right?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
So these guys were like a month away from humanity. They literally, it takes them a month to go in and out, whatever. This thing even has the entire exhaust system is wrapped in acetate. like not asbestos, whatever it is, fiberglass, whatever. Yeah, it's probably asbestos. Anyway, it's wrapped in tape from front to back so that they don't start grass fires.
Roger. No, that's it's kind of funny you say that, but yeah, I know exactly. I can't imagine, you know, going out there and hunting for something that doesn't exist and people don't, you know, kind of ought to know it doesn't, but you know how that goes. We won't even go there.
Got me laughing, Jeff, because I'm going to tell you something about all of that. The guy's long dead and gone. He quit flying airplanes and helicopter. He crashed one in 1984. He quit flying. He boned out a helicopter and walked away from it, and him and a couple of guys. And I honestly didn't realize that until I actually had him in service, that he actually flew a helicopter. I knew he flew a bunch of airplanes. But they flew over, like, places that, like, nobody goes, and where you literally, like, tie off the steering wheel, run out the back, open the hatch, and kick the airbags of mail out the back side of the plane.
Roger, roger.
And he was a dowser, if you know what that is.
Not for sure. I'm not even sure I've ever heard the term before.
All right, these guys find water, underground streams, magnetic fields, and they use anything very basic. I mean, I could go do it right now today. I've got a bunch of willow trees. I could go cut a sapling, and they showed you how to do it, and it's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. You go cut a little stick off a tree, go walk around your yard, and go find some water.
back to 85 CKK.